Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. You know, there's a difference between practice and the game for a reason, right? Because in practice, you're supposed to work on things. You're supposed to work on things that you can't work on in the game, or that you don't want to work on, or you don't want to see the first time in the game. Practice is just like working out. You're supposed to fail. You're supposed to mess up. You're supposed to do it the wrong way. So that in a game, we're not messing up, or we're not messing up as much as we would hope to. Football is a game that is built off of mistakes. Football is a game that is built off mistakes. It's built off of not doing something right. Because the team that does the most things right, that's the team that normally wins. But that doesn't mean that they are a team that does everything right. What I see from a lot of media people right now is super disturbing. A lot of media people don't seem to know what practice is for. A lot of you out here in the media are posting videos. You are making reports that are depicting people in a negative light, depicting players in a negative light, especially in football, right? You'll depict players in a negative light. Oh, Dak threw an interception today. Everybody throws interceptions in practice. That's not news. Hell, even if there's a practice one day where a quarterback throws 5 interceptions in a practice, that's not news. You want to know what is news? If they do that 4 or 5 days in a row. Because then that means that nothing has improved. That means that nothing has gotten better. That's when you know that there is something wrong in the case. That's how you know there's something wrong with the player. If he is constantly making the same mistake over and over and over and over again, then you have an issue. If they are constantly making the same mistakes, then you have an issue. So why is it? Why do we see so many media people get hung up on practice? Why do we see so many media people try to point to the negatives or the positives of practice? Like the over-exaggerations, not just in the middle. Hey, it was a good practice. People played well. Quarterback made some throws. No, I'm talking about the exaggerations, right? The, ooh, should we be worried about the Browns offense? Deshaun Watson hasn't looked good. I sit back and I ask myself a question, like, what's the motivation? What's the motivation behind this rhetoric? What is going on that makes people decide that they want to report positively or report negatively on a player and or a team to point out a coach? Usually it comes down to whether or not they like those people. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are human. Yes, we are human. Yes, we make human mistakes, right? We're human. We make human mistakes. We do human things. And as journalists, a lot of us cannot separate our personal feelings from what we're reporting on. I got one of the greatest compliments that I ever received yesterday. And shout out to Coach Steve Smith. He said, "Hey man, you really do a great job of separating. You really do a great job of separating your journalist from your coach." Because I was at SCCPSS Media Day yesterday, and I was interviewing, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, you're coaching here, but you wouldn't know it if you didn't already know." And I responded to him that I've been in this position my entire life. When I was playing college football, I was writing stories about the football team, and all of them were not good. They were not all like, "Oh, the football is the greatest in the world," or "The coach is doing all the right things," or all, blah, 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 X, Y, Z, A, B, C. This ain't no lunchroom. Like, I didn't always have the greatest relationship with the coach, because the coach probably thought I was like I was a double agent or something. "Hey, man. Hey, what? You writing all that stuff?" I'm like, "Hey, coach, I'm just writing the truth." Right? And so I wasn't giving up no secrets, but I've always been in that world. So when I see journalists, people who should have either gone to journalism school or have educated themselves in the way in which you should handle yourself while watching practices, I go, "What are you doing?" All of this discussion and talk and rhetoric about Deshaun Watson and him not looking good, it's all based off people who probably don't like him. Because how can you say he doesn't look good in the small amount of or the small piece that you saw in preseasons and in practice? You don't know what they're practicing. I don't know what they're practicing. And I am actively a coach now for, I've been actively a coach now for 17, 18 years. This is my 18th year of coaching. I have been in football. I've been in football for the past 28 years. I've watched football for longer, but I've been actively involved in football. That's behind the curtain for 28 years, coaching, playing. And I can look at practice and not know what they're working on specifically because I haven't been told, "Hey, we're working on third and long." Well, guess what? If you're working on third and long and the idea is to pick up first downs, then you're going to put some stuff in jeopardy that you might not put in jeopardy in the game. So there may be times where you see Deshaun Watson throw when in the game, he would have just ran. Why? Because it's practice. And in the immortal words of Allen Iverson, we talking about practice? Practice? Not a game. Not where the results are. We talking about practice? It's not, "Hey, Deshaun Watson doesn't look like he's going hard. Hey, Dak Prescott doesn't look like he's really trying out there." It's, "Oh, well, Dak threw an interception." It's Deshaun Watson hasn't looked like he's in sync with his wide receivers. Well, guess what? He might not be in sync. Meanwhile, you see other people, "Oh, well, Dale Jones has looked great. We haven't seen him in a preseason game yet." And people are like, "He's looked great. He's looked great in practice." Cool. Is that news? I know we got to write about something. I know we have to write about something, right? I get it. The news cycle, the monster needs its food. But we have to be very careful on how we report things. We have to make sure that when we report things, our bias isn't getting in the way. Because there's a lot of players in the NFL that I could actually care less for, right? There are a lot of players in the NFL. There are a lot of players in college. There are a lot of coaches in college, for sure, that I do not like. I don't rock with their character. I don't like how they get down. I don't like how they talk out of one side of their mouth and then do another thing on the other side. Like, I don't like it. That's not my way, right? So when I think about practice and I think about how it's being covered, I just wonder, like, and people in the media, y'all know me. A lot of y'all follow me. I follow you. Tell me, are you just writing something because you have to write something? Because this is what gets the eyeballs? And if that's the case, then you know what? You got to keep your jobs. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get those clicks. I get it. But it's a bad look, right? In my opinion, it's a bad look because it doesn't get us any closer to the truth. Now, here's what we will know, right? Because it's Thursday, that means that NFL games, preseason starts cranking up again. If Deshaun Watson goes out with his first team unit, and in the time he's out there, he doesn't get anything done, that's when you write the report, hey, Deshaun Watson didn't look good. If Daniel Jones goes out there with the first unit and he's dealing and he does great, that's when you should be writing, hey, Daniel Jones looked great, or Daniel Jones didn't look good. But keep in mind that a football game is built off of an entirety of the game. And that in the case of somebody like Deshaun Watson, throughout his career, he has gotten better as the game has gone on. As he's been able to see what you're trying to throw at him, he's been able to then devise a counterattack. So even in games where they don't play very well, you might want to pump the brakes on saying, this isn't good. I'm worried. It's a 17-game season, which means that if you lose the first two, you're not out of it. We're watching teams make the playoffs with 8-9 and 9-8 records. And we're over here sitting here acting as if teams that don't go, like 16-1 or 15-2 have no chance of winning. We've seen wild card teams win the Super Bowl. The Giants have done it twice. So it's out there. We got to be careful, or we don't. We can be reckless. But to me, when you're talking about what somebody does at practice, if your articles don't include what they were actually working on and how they were working on it at practice, then I'm gonna look at your story like you were just trying to get people to click in and be emotional. That's it. We have to look at these things better. We've got to do these things better, because the people on the outside are looking to us to give them the real, give them the honest truth. Right? They're looking for us to give them the honest truth. It's up to us to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, subscribe. Till next time, peace.